Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
It's time for all of us to begin focusing on Mr. Trump's agenda of little things, i.e., items on his list that he's slipping past an otherwise alerted populace, Republican or Democrat. What these articles are one or two lines about a project he has, or has had, in mind for a while, without bringing them to any successful conclusion. Some are important, larger in scope and weight than we would have expected. Often, these little goodies are embedded in only one or two lines of text. Sometimes they're accompanied by his wondrous signing ceremony, the enormous signature followed by the show and tell of misplaced pride. Not everything is announced in caps in daily tweets. Various bulletins may be issued at any time of day or night from different directions and departments. But what in the end they do is alter American life today and in the future without reason or warning. Finding these little bullets is rather like settling in with the Saturday New York Times, which it seems to us contains paragraphs that have been on hold until week's end, stories that do not immediately scream treachery, but which, if considered in the bright light of early morning, startle. Mr. Trump, for all his caviling, is aping what his predecessor had to do. If he can't show progress legislatively, he'll concoct an executive order. And that, folks, is that. Until, of course, one or another or several of these needs to be expunged by the next administration, which means we face years of back and forth and absolute confusion in the courts, in business, or commerce. There are big things. His treatment of Puerto Rico, for example, opening up national parks to mining and exploration for natural resources, for fishing, for oil imports and pipelines, having the U.S. withdraw from UNESCO, the U.N. agency responsible for sex education, literacy, clean water, and equality for women, putting access to real health care out of the reach of millions of less fortunate Americans still lying about the value and worth of such a program. Less fiery ideas having to do with voting rights, hours, procedures, hiring men and women without political experience, but with a raft of industry connections with which to destroy well-oiled and earlier successful programs to which the country has grown used. And in 1,000 almost invisible ways, letting the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions arbitrarily resuscitate practices and statutes that are not only reactionary, but which promise to bring a nation of laws to sets of dog-eat-dog, stand-and-deliver tenets that destroy so much of what has always been American and admirable. Now, we know that Mr. Trump knows next to nothing about history or how international politics shapes our image among others. We know he has no desire to learn anything. He's used to flying by the seat of his pants, and there seems to be no one within the White House or out who has the influence to mitigate some of dear one's instincts. Worse, our allies are reaching a point where they not only do not know what to expect from America and Trump himself, but also are learning that they cannot depend on his word for anything. Why negotiate with someone whose gut reflex is to lie and change his mind? Why be embarrassed? If you were Iran, would you renegotiate a nuclear agreement with this guy? If you were South Korea, would your faith in protection and cooperation with the U.S. be firm? If you were starving in Yemen, would you wait and hope for relief from an American firster? If you were Britain or France, or even the entire European Union, would your breast fill with pride, confidence, and collegiality? We like to think that at least half the nation is tuning into and understanding the self-involvement and self-satisfaction of a narcissistic, increasingly demented king figure whom his own Congress will not discipline. But we might be wrong. Americans are not used to being conned day in and day out, watching our own sense of worth and probity diminished and made light of. We're not used to getting upon our hind legs and fighting back. We're uninvolved in the gun industry, the only organization in the nation still making money and which will sell anything to anyone. These are the same munitions experts who profited so greatly beginning with the Civil War and then in World War I, and who will continue to do so. If you see something, say something. We will have to learn that this slogan applies equally to more than abandoned backpacks. When we see or something awry in our American city on the hill, we have to do something about it. Criticize, of course, but more, be ready to argue, to fight, to combat an administration which is rapidly turning rogue, and from which position it is more than likely to implode. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.